Son on the cross to make that thing work. Come on, that's a big deal. So her pancreas kicks on, and she's on no insulin or no diabetic medicine. She's weaning off of something else or other, but she's got a brand new pancreas. And she has no trace or no diagnosis of diabetes, and it was 20-some years it was inactive, insulin-dependent. Thump, boom. Yay. Okay? I like it. Okay. I want you to see something, because when Todd prayed for that lady, she didn't want to be healed. She wanted her daughter healed. Thank God for Todd. He can't see none of that. He sees what's wrong with her. He heard by the Spirit, and he knows God's will. And he says, give me your hands. Don't matter how you feel or think right now. You're getting healed. I like that. Isn't that sweet? Whew. So I want to talk about just a couple things. Gosh, where should we go? Okay, first of all, let me make a comment, and you can look this up later. I'm not going to go there now. The only time we see a healing where somebody was prayed for and it didn't happen, it wasn't with Jesus, it was with his disciples. Matthew 17. It's happened to all of us. I don't like it, neither do you. But let's not create theology over it. Let's stay in that section of Scripture and let's learn from what Jesus said. Because they asked him straight up, why couldn't we do it? And he said, because your thinking gets twisted. Perverse generation means twisted and corrupted thinking. He corrected them, which means they could have healed the boy. It was the will of God. The timing was right, because now is the time. Now is the day for salvation, which means healing, deliverance, preservation. And Jesus said, bring the boy to me, because he doesn't have identity crisis, and he healed the boy. You get it? So was it the will of God to heal the boy? But did he get healed when his own disciples prayed? That's something we're working on. That's why we're here. That's why we're teaching. So that's staying.